I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classic.
You're absolutely right, it is, John.
Looking back over the many years I've been in Columbus, one of the reasons I came here is that I scoped out the place and it had over 200 screens.
Yes.
Now, of course, I didn't know they were all playing the same movie.
That's right. You're right. The most overscreened city in America.
But it's got to be a great city for people who love classic films. We have cinema classics right here.
At the Gateway Film Center, right? Let's call it a film culture. We know that we have people who go see the Avengers. We're the same as any other city in America when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
What I worry about is that we're not comparable to other cities when it comes to a film-going culture. Now, for instance, the Cleveland International Film Festival.
It's a good one.
Cleveland community. You've been there.
I've been. I love it.
Thousands of people come to see movies no one has ever heard of.
They're all at the Tower. It's a mini Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Just an abundance of interesting international, local indie film. We have the Columbus International Film and Video Festival. Where are you
coming
from?
That is right. We do. We have the CIF and VF, right? But we also have Focal, the brand new film festival of
Great.
Columbus. Heading into year two.
Yes.
What we don't have, we have the film festivals, John.
All right.
What we don't have are the audiences that support it like they do the Cleveland International Film Festival,
yeah,
or the Telluride Film Festival, or the Sundance Film Festival.
Don't you think that's a problem of publicizing what we have?
No.
That we actually have the audience here, but they don't know?
We had our Cinema Classics film series here at the Gateway Film Center. We did pretty good with Raging Bull.
Excellent.
Maybe good enough to justify showing another movie.
But that was through your passion and your Facebook.
But what I'm talking about, that's what we got to do every time. We got to put ourselves on the line and sweat bullets to see if we're going to get 50 people to see a classic film.
Yes.
We're the film goers. If we can't get people to come out here and support the Film Festival of Columbus or the Documentary Week that the Gateway Film Center is doing or the Independent Film Showcases, we're going to try to show The Graduate next month. If we can't get more than 50 people to come out, these things are going to go away, John.
But every time we have a success, like Raging Bull, I'm reminded that these people are here. They will come back and they will tell others. Now, there's a building process that goes on here that maybe we haven't given it a chance because we haven't publicized enough. Ask anyone, they would have no idea, which means they don't know that they haven't even made a decision not to go. They just haven't made a decision.
Right. John, the Chris Awards, that's the longest running film festival in the country. And now we have Focal, the Film Festival of Columbus, which is brand new, which is the mayor's initiative. The city is behind it. It's all about Columbus as a film-going, filmmaking destination.
We have the longest running summer series in the whole country at the Ohio Theater. Doesn't that tell you there's somebody there? There's also home theater, HD, Blu-ray.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of seductions for staying at home. So there's a bit of a different venue going on in the last 20 years that's competing.
Basically, the movie-going consumer is a narcissist who wants to consume these films alone. Movie-going has always been about community.
Even when you consider, I think, the premier film center in Columbus, Ohio, is the Gateway Film Center, where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that, there is a fragmentation, and this is the fragmentation of the mind, whereby there are so many good movies going on here, interspersed with some fine classic pieces, that classic element is lost in the more popular. Even though Gateway Film Center is an artsy place where you can find international films you'd not see anywhere else, in my mind, it may be still second class to the first class Skyfalls I was talking about earlier, which has been a big success for Gateway Film Center.
The big movies do well at the Gateway Film Center. Then you have your independent films. And when there's one that's a home run, like Moonrise Kingdom, everybody comes to see it.
That's
did better at the Gateway Film Center than any other theater in the city on Moonrise Kingdom.
Yes.
Then you have lesser known titles that don't that struggle.
Yes.
And then you have the classic films, which just completely die. Independent film, classic film. Otherwise, they will disappear.
Well, they can always listen to our show.
That's true.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.